This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on our great radio station affiliates. Thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, for listening in. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, too, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America. Now, to all those people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics and the construction workers, too, thanks for doing what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Go there, check out all the different items that we have over there for you to take a look at. All right, joining us right now, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Sony is saying good morning. Ron Edwards, Sony, Minnesota, in Wisconsin.
Good morning to you.
And I tried to do that right, Sony. I probably butchered it, but anyway, there you go. So, and Major Mack is also chiming in saying good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yep. So let's talk about what's parlaying around here right now. Lindsey Graham came out yesterday, gave a press conference. I thought it was very good. I happened to see it. It was during lunchtime, and I had just woken up. I turned on the TV, and boom, there he was. But he wants a special counsel to investigate the Mueller probe. I'm not sure he's going to get it, but I wouldn't mind finding out some more stuff as to who knew what and when they knew it and how we got this all turned around into a witch hunt.
Well, exactly. And this is something that should happen because, first of all, no matter what conclusion it would have come out, the investigation itself, it was illegally contrived and illegally put together. So I think based upon that, there should be a huge probe into the situation and get to the bottom of it. And some people should go to jail. That's my opinion about that. So it was wrong in how they did it. It was evil in the manner in which they brought it together. And Strzok and Steele and all of these people, all of those characters, and how they got this engine running. It was very, very, very evil, all because they wanted to take down President Trump, not because of the original, not because of any actual crime. Sure, they had to make something up, but they wanted to get rid of the man. This was a philosophical battle here, or philosophically inspired investigation.
Now, are you familiar with Perkins Coie, the legal firm, and the FAR Act, and the dossier, and Steele, and all those folks, Mark Elias, and that name ring a bell at all?
In name.
Well, he was the attorney that kind of got this going along with the firm and pushed it along, if you will, and was also a strong supporter involved with the Hillary Clinton campaign. He currently is working as the attorney for Kamala Harris and is the go-between, if you will, reportedly the go-between between the Clintons and Kamala Harris.
Well, that shows you exactly where all of this is coming from then. And you see the connections right there.
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
But what's going to be done about it?
Well, that's a good question. What should be done and what will be done?
Yeah.
We all know what should be done. But unfortunately, in many cases like this, what should be done never gets done, and we just continue to roll on, and these leftists continue to get away with what they do. But I kind of believe that we have a president here that's kind of going to do some nudging, and there's a great possibility or some possibility that something will be done this time. So,
well,
but we'll see. The jury's out. We'll see.
Rolling Stone magazine is coming out saying that many in the media, their credibility may have been destroyed by all of this because of all the lies that they came out with. And they didn't really point any names at anybody. They just said many in the media, and we know who the normal players are.
No, absolutely. Even before the situation, in my opinion, many in the media had bad credibility issues. This was just, a culmination of all of their filthy ways. They're absolutely correct. There is no credibility in many networks, whether it's CNN and some of the other major players out there, MSNBC, that hot mess. It goes on and on. And so New York Times... many local newspapers across the country played a role in this, and local television outlets. I mean, this stuff is just as deep, knee deep as you can get. And, credibility is a huge problem. You know, the one problem though, another problem in addition to this is the fact that because of so many indoctrinated, Americans out there, they buy into this crap. So you've got a bunch of indoctrinated, dunderheads that are in lockstep.
Well, they've had 2.5 years of the same old, watching the networks. They've been watching, getting it every day. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how many times a day, and they go, yeah, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Well, that happens because, as I said, they're indoctrinated. Mm-hmm. You've seen it. I've seen it. We didn't buy into that garbage.
Nope.
Yeah, we've got to change another thing, the school systems.
All right, well, hold that thought, because when we come back, I've got a plan. I've got 4 ideas that the Republicans should focus on to try to get this back on track and see what we can do. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Mark Walters, armedamericanradio.org is a website. Go find out how you can hear him with his daily defense show and his monster cast on the weekends all across the country on over 200 stations. All righty, here we go with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I got to tell everybody, because if I don't, we're going to get yelled at, that this portion of the program is brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers, who have been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service for the past 36 years. Now, they are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anyone's attention. And military members, active duty, and veterans also get a discount at David E. Garrett Jewelers. For more information, go to their website, David E. Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, jewelers.com, to take a look at their thousands of available items, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust and a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, back to you. We had a question from a listener. You don't suppose, and there is some rumors of this afoot right now out on the Internet. I saw them yesterday, saw some of them, and I just chose not to say anything about it because rumor's a rumor. And if I can't verify it or prove it, then I'm certainly not going to mention it because that's not what we do here. We don't spread rumors. But the rumor is that there's a quid pro quo that may have been put together to protect Hillary Clinton, the Podestas, and some other folks in the Democratic Party. And Mueller agreed with this to drop everything against Trump to keep the safety net up, if you will, around Hillary Clinton and company. What do you think of that idea that's being floated out there?
Oh, sure, anything is possible. But first of all, I'd like to know the source of the story, and then check the credibility of that source and see if there's any more sources. How many sources are saying this, and where is it coming from?
Well, I saw a report, and the report I saw about it came from a very unreliable source, so that's why I didn't mention it until right now, and it was a question from a listener.
And that's why I said what I just said, not knowing what you had gone through or whatever looked at. But I just my gut instinct to go in that direction.
Yeah, and
check another source and see where it goes.
Now let's throw out some four things that the Republicans, I believe, should be focusing on now that they've got this Mueller probe out of the way. First of all, I think the Republicans should right now start focusing on policy and what the solutions are to the biggest challenges, like health care, immigration, the opioid drug crisis, our national debt, our border problems, and by the way, you did know that they closed the border in Texas because they've got so many seeking asylum, they got no more room.
Yes.
So that's item number one. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's a good idea. We do need to get back to the issues of the day. We also should put on that list continuing to rebuild the military. And I think they need to really step that up, considering what's going on in our own hemisphere with four enemies building in Venezuela. And
you mean the air base by Russia?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We've known about that for about a year and a half. They've been at it that long, and it's not done yet. But they did fly. Do you remember when they flew the two nuclear-capable bombers in there?
Yes.
Yeah, they did
absolutely.
That. Yep, they did that to show us. Here we are.
But also I have a concern about the Islamic growth and influence, and not only in our country through the legal system. We have a situation also in the South China Sea. China is starting to flex her muscles. Her navy is now larger than ours. And so we've got a lot of work cut out for us, and we have to continue to work to maintain our strong economy.
Now, let's talk about the hacking and manipulation by Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, Cuba, and other countries, because these vulnerabilities that we have when it comes to hacking need to be addressed, and we need to be on our A game all the time.
Well, that's induced. You know, that's very telling about how we in the United States have not been taking care of ourselves when it comes to the internet. And these situations, the hackings and all of that, we've been lagging in technology, especially during the last eight years. The Obama administration had done some things which sort of slowed down our capabilities to keep up with other nations, whether it was in space technology, which in many cases is related to other technologies that spring out of space research. And when it comes to hacking and things of that situation, we just didn't pay attention. We just did not keep up. And I think that was by design by the previous administration to put the United States behind the eight ball. And we are when it comes to the hacking situation. And we really have to address that situation en masse very quickly, because the United States leads the world in many technologies. And if we don't put a cap on this situation, we won't be leading the world very soon. And China will surpass us, and China will help other nations against us, like Iran and other enemy nations. So we better get this thing addressed very quickly.
Now, so far, we've got a paper deliverer up there in Valdosta, Georgia. James is his name, and good morning, James. And he's agreeing with what we're saying. He's listening to us on 92.1 up there, our affiliate, and we appreciate that very much. And,
good morning, James.
Let me go with number three here. We know that we had the false dossier that was used to snooker the FISA court, right?
Yes.
And we knew that served as a pretext for our government to spy on the presidential campaign. We knew that, right?
Absolutely.
So I say that it's time to go after and find out who it was that was behind all of that and prosecute them with the fullest extent of the law.
I think for the good of our republic, that must occur. Because one thing the bad guys understand, that if they do something and if there's no retribution, you darn tootin' that they're going to do it again and even more so in the future. So we have no choice but to go after these individuals and groups who did work together to not only harm this president, but to harm our republic irreparably. And so I'm with you on this, Captain. We've got to go after these people.
Now,
matter the cost, mm-hmm. no matter the cost, it'll be a bigger cost against our government, and not so much the government, but against our nation.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't do what we have to do,
now,
should be doing.
Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday angered the Dems and a whole bunch of liberals by threatening to dig into the Clinton campaign and all the activities of the Clinton Foundation. But I believe that the Department of Justice now must do a serious investigation of the Clinton Foundation. The reason why is because it's never been given the serious look it deserved. Hundreds of millions of dollars exchanged hands. And let's not forget about the uranium involved there, too. All of that is subject to scrutiny that it never got.
Well, with the nuclear situation, that puts our nation in potential danger. And let's not forget, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I doubt it, in Haiti, the Clinton Foundation was under the guise of helping people over there.
Yep.
The last time I checked, the only thing that they truly donated to the people was old underwear.
Well, I don't know about old underwear, but they certainly didn't donate the money that they got. They could have done a lot better, and they did not. They didn't.
But I read that about the underwear situation. So that's about as good as it got for the Haitian people from the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, they should be investigated. And we know and you know that, if they're properly investigated, based upon what we know now, those people should be in jail.
Now, you like illegal immigrants just coming here and coming in, taking advantage, right? Right? You like that. So how about the 2020 hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand, senator from New York State, coming out in Iowa saying, while illegal immigrants in America should be allowed to receive Social Security benefits along with a pathway to citizenship. Really? Really?
Well, see, that's an insult to common sense. That's an insult to the intelligence of the American people. Into thinking that they should or would be willing to go along with such an asinine idea. What better way to cripple and destroy a nation from within, to continue to not only fill her up with people that are coming in here who hate this country, but at the same time drain it financially by giving her our tax dollars?
Yep, yep, and yep. And here comes the music. That means I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you on the Thursday show.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, and we'll have an Edwards Notebook coming up here in about 3 minutes. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our top story this hour, lawyer Michael Avenatti under arrest in New York City. He used to represent porn star Stormy Daniels. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The charges first announced in Los Angeles included wire fraud and bank fraud. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
On his Twitter account, Mr. Avenatti describes himself as, quote, attorney, advocate, fighter for good. But the allegations in this case describe something different. A corrupt lawyer who instead fights for his own selfish interests.
Federal prosecutors in New York charged him with trying to extort $20 million from Nike after the company refused to pay him to conduct an internal investigation.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 14 points to close at 25,516, the NASDAQ down 5 points, and the S&P 500 off 2 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And it's time for the Edwards Notebook.
For years, I have accurately proclaimed that the number one enemy of America is the government school system. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, many of us understand that what is taught to one generation dictates the direction the nation takes in the next. Any school system that indoctrinates an individual who is elected to government and proposes abolishing airplanes and cows and the ability of we the people to create wealth is bad enough. But when enough people are convinced they should support and vote for someone who wants to turn the United States into a giant Venezuela, then it's past time to take swift action to establish real education that teaches authentic history, mind-building math, English, etc., and supports a higher moral code. When Johnny and Maria can't tell the difference between right and wrong and their parents don't have enough sense to discriminate the crucial differences, instruct their children accordingly, then the rest of us have a responsibility of standing up and stopping the government school indoctrination madness before Khrushchev's wish to see America buried comes to pass. I'm Ron Edwards. Let's meet Fridays on AmericaMatters.us. 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jeweler.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, and now it's time for our beach and boating forecast. Alrighty, today, Tuesday, it's going to be a really nice day out on the water. There will be some isolated showers here, there, and around, but it'll be partly sunny. We'll have winds that will start out of the northwest, light and variable, and then during the course of the afternoon, they'll go on up to 10 to 15 miles per hour. There is a 20% chance of showers later in the day. And the high today will be near 78 with the seas at 1 to 2 feet and a light chop. Gulf water temperature at 71 degrees. The bay water temperature at 74. We did have our low tide at 1:02 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 6:41 a.m. And tonight it's going to be a little bit breezy as we've got a cold front coming through. That'll be around Wednesday and Thursday. It'll start warming up in the afternoon. But Wednesday, we're going to have a 20% chance of showers before 11 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 72. Breezy with a north-northeast wind. Gusts as high as 28 miles per hour in the water, so it's not going to be a great boat day. So get your boating done today and let that be your guide. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you the beach and boating forecast. Now, the Freedom Boat Club is a national organization. They have 168 locations all across the United States. So if you're listening to us out there in, say, San Diego, California, that Freedom Boat Club that you've got right there, you can take that membership, and when you come over our way, over here to Tampa Bay, where the largest franchise is, with over 300 boats and over 19 locations in our area right here, you can take advantage of that being a member out there in California. Same for somebody up in Minnesota or somebody up there in Ohio, where in the wintertime you can't think about going out on a boat because of everything being froze. Come on down here, take advantage of it. Now, if you want to join and become a member, they got three different plans. The first one is the seasonal plan. And if you're not a resident, you get to join it for the length of time you're here. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever. It's a monthly fee, and you're in Lake Flynn, but it does not have reciprocity, so it does not follow you when you leave here. It's merely for here, where you're at. Then they have the economy plan. That's the one I'm in, 5 days a week. And that means Monday through Friday, you get to go out on the water. You get your first month of membership dues free, unlimited weekday usage for yourself and another member of your household. You get 4 rolling reservations. You get reciprocity anywhere in the country. And for a limited time here at Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you get $1,000 off your membership, your one-time entry fee. And if you happen to be an active-duty military or a veteran or a first responder, active or retired, or in the medical profession, whether you're a doctor or a nurse or you work in a medical facility or a hospital or a nursing home or a doctor's office, you get another discount, $500 on top of the $1,000 for the first-time one-time entry fee deduction. Now, you can also join the standard plan, which is 7 days a week. Again, all the same things apply, and again, you get yourself and a member of your household to join. You can also add partners, I might add, by splitting the one-time entry fee, 1, 2, 3 ways, 4 ways, whatever you want to do. And a lot of people have done that and been very happy doing it. So that's the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or the website is freedomboatclubtampabay.com. 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Now, E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. One nation, one culture. Winston Churchill once described us as the American race. No longer. Today we are a divided people. Divided by political forces, by race, gender, religion, what have you, for nefarious political purposes. It started back under Barack Obama, and they played it for all it was worth to where we're at right now. You don't have to agree with me. You can just take a look at the facts. We were coasting along, doing very well. Everything was fine. Nobody was worrying about whatever.
And all of a sudden, here we go. And am I suggesting that we establish Christianity as a state religion? Well, no. But what we have here now is a competing religion filling the vacuum left behind by those who have attacked and crippled our culture in favor of a false religion that dares to be as God. Now, they believe that they have the power to change a person's gender or create new ones. I'm talking about the progressive left liberal socialists. They believe that they have the power to kill human life that has been wantonly rejected and even change weather patterns. They believe that. And this secularism is a force against religious liberty, hence personal liberty. Secularism does not recognize the higher law. Therefore, nothing is guaranteed because it is a law of the moment. A constitution written hundreds of years ago holds little weight or consideration to them. How many of the current crop of Democratic candidates believes the Constitution is outdated? How about all of them? And Beto O'Rourke has even come out and said, we need to abolish the Constitution. Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about because he doesn't know what it would take to do that. Now, is there any proof of this national contamination? Yes, it's everywhere. It's polluted our schools, corrupted our government, infected our institutions. We're a mere remnant of our former self limping along while being told we need to have our liberties turned aside and we'll be better off for it. Oh, no, we won't. Oh, no, we won't. The United States is founded. No longer works for people on the left. They find solace in the replacement godless theology that they've adopted and a rotten political core that only craves more and more power. Yes, our tent is collapsing, its frame weakened by generations of neglect, indifference, and assault by a foreign worldview. And it doesn't even look like the tent our founders would recognize. It looks more like a circus tent. So here's what I want everyone to remember right now. President Reagan said freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. And that generation, the generation that sees the end of this great experiment in liberty, could very well be here right now. What we do today will decide our future and the future of our children. You need to call. You need to write. You need to go to these congressional offices and these Senate offices, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. That's the House and the Senate, the congressional switchboard. Give them your zip code, you get your representative. You need to call, you need to write, you need to show up, you need to say enough is enough. Is enough. And we've had enough. It's time for you to do your job. Do the job we elected you to do. And if you want to take this country in a different direction, we'll all personally help you go to Cuba or North Korea or Iran, because that's where you're headed with the ideas you got. Not in the United States. We are not a socialist country. We will not be one. And as long as most of us can take a breath of air, it just isn't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. Not on our watch. So think about that as we come back with the final segment. By the way, I got a couple of letters to the editor I want to get out there that I didn't get a chance to get to yesterday. Really good letters from really good listeners, and thank you very much for sending them to us. And I will be right back. Final segment of Captain's America Third Watch coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made?
It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friend at Dominic's. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and that American flag there, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And when you see those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks, give them a wave. You might see Kevin or even Dominic behind the wheel. Now, remember, all the military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, let's take a look here. I got some letters to the editor. Me, I'm the editor, and I got two of them that I didn't get to yesterday that I wanted to. One is from San Antonio, Texas, and the other one is from my backyard here in Tampa. So let's do the one from San Antonio, Texas first. This is from JM. Captain, You and how many millions of others are tired of the conduct you expressed so clearly with your discussion with Kyle Warren Monday morning? All I can say about your tirade is, amen. I agree with you 100%. I've had a belly full of their folly. I can only imagine how disgusted our absolute Holy Father is with the conduct of the progressive, left, liberal, socialist, communist who now are trying to take control of our country. Keep up the great work. I'll be listening. JM, San Antonio, Texas, PM, PS. I'll listen to you on 9:30, The Answer in San Antonio, Texas. And yes, that's another 9:30. It's out there. And instead of AM 9:30, The Answer, this one's 9:30, The Answer in San Antonio, Texas. And thank you very much, JM. We appreciate that very much. Now, from Susie in Tampa, Florida. Kudos, Captain. My mantra has always been, I love mankind. It's people. It's the people that I hate. As far as I'm concerned, the Marxist Democrats are insane, deeply, deeply insane. Roll on. Keep on doing what you're doing. We love the show, and Tampa needs you. Okay, well, I'm trying, Susie. I'm trying. I can only do so much. And, you know, these people have got to understand, these fools on the other side of the aisle with this craziness, these ideas they've got, I mean, it's not going to get us anywhere. Now, impeachment, the Dems still talking about impeachment. Who? Who? Maxine Waters and Al Green, those two, still talking about it. Everybody else has pretty much decided that, nope, it's not going to happen. We don't have the grounds anymore, so we need to stop talking about it. And you do. You need to start thinking about the good of the country. And, of course, affordable health care, the Affordable Health Care Act. That should be struck down now as soon as possible to get more sensible, more reasonable, more affordable health care into the mix for the people that need it. And in Venezuela, right here in our backyard, in our hemisphere, is anybody paying attention? Russia steamed in there with a couple of big aircraft, brought in about 100 troops. Now, we do know that they're building a air base there, but we're not sure if these 100 troops were there for some different reason, maybe to protect Maduro, which is possible because he's getting very paranoid because his days are numbered and he knows it. And Israel, during the night, again, responding to 30 rockets that struck Israel, they started going after areas where they believe the rockets came out of. They've got their tanks. They moved their tanks, moved them right up on the border. They're ready to go. But with some last-minute discussions, brokering that was going on, if you will, they decided not to move. Egypt stepped in the mix and said, nope, can't do that. All right, let's drift on over to the telephone line, and I think I got Ian here. Is that Ian?
Yeah, you're talking about, I say let them keep on being leftist and communist and socialist and nutcases and conspiracy theorists and whatever flavor of fool of the week. Let them keep on keeping on, man, because they're headed towards self-destruction. And the more they keep on keeping on, their mask is coming off that they've been lying to us for the last 55 years about how they're just liberals and want to help uplift humanity and make things better. No, they're Bolsheviks, mm-hmm. And they're not going to change. They're like drug addicts and crackheads and alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to reform, so we shouldn't even waste our time trying to persuade them. We need to move on and leave them in the dustbin of history.
Well,
oh, by the way, Al Green, whatever happened to him? He used to be a hell of a good soul singer, man.
Thanks, Ian. All right, thank you. All right, that's funny. But he found his way to Congress. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, the people that I'm talking about are calling your congressman and woman, whoever that might happen to be, at 202-224-3121, 202-225-3121. Those are the two numbers for the switchboard in D.C. Now, if they're there, fine. If they're not there, then you set up an appointment or you call them or you see them somewhere along the line when they come back home into the district and you say, look, we got to stop this nonsense. It's time for us to get on the offensive here. It's time for us to wake up and go after these guys because they certainly have been doing that to us. Speaking of going after, How about the fact they're going after Mr. Michael Avenatti? Remember him? Stormy Daniels' lawyer? He represented her against President Donald Trump. You see how that one worked out. Well, he's been busted for extortion and bank and wire fraud along with it for trying to extort $20 million from Nike. Now, Mark Garagos, who's another high-class attorney, is also involved in this somehow. And I don't really know how the two of them got wrapped up in this, because Garagos and our buddy here, Mr. Avanti, I don't understand how the two of them could have possibly mixed up together. They're totally different leagues. One guy is very affluent in a whole bunch of money, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, try not to watch CNN. Try not to watch MSNBC if you can help it. It's just going to make you upset because their commentators are just being absolute idiots and they're not understanding the fact that what Attorney General Barr tried to say with a four-page letter. They just don't get it. Also, if you haven't heard, the Texas border, all the checkpoints along the Texas border have been closed to clear the asylum backlog. They got no more room to put anybody that's declaring asylum here in the United States. And we really need to change the asylum laws, too. Also, Boeing is readying their 737 MAX software fix as we speak, as some of the families are waiting for the crash report from the Ethiopian Airlines jet. But Boeing has got their 737 MAX software fix. That'll be taking place here very, very, very quickly. Also, did you hear about Yale? They removed a student who was tied to a million-dollar admissions scheme, another one that was caught up in the admissions scheme that was let in as an athlete, and they weren't an athlete. Supposed to be a tennis star, and they were anything but. And some good news yesterday for the Pentagon. Our missile defense test succeeded in the shootdown of an incoming missile coming in from outer space. We took it down. It was another one of our tests of our defense system that we have, the missile defense system we have, and it worked perfectly. So there you go. And in case you're one of those dead people that's collecting Social Security, cut it out. Hundreds of dead people now, been reported again, are being paid as much as $42 million in Social Security benefits every year. Wow. And if you're in Venezuela, you might not be able to see, because another big blackout has struck the Venezuelan capital and provinces around there. Widespread new power outages have spread across much of Venezuela. There is no power in many areas down there again tonight. That's really getting bad down there. Really getting bad. Somebody really has to step up to the ball plate down there and get rid of Maduro. Somehow, some way, he's got to go. All right, well, there's going to be a lot of conversations going on today about the Mueller thing. It's not going to go away anytime soon until something much bigger breaks into the news cycle. So be prepared for that. In the meantime, I'll see y'all 12 noon, Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, Town and Country section of Tampa, just off the Veterans Expressway for lunch, 12 noon to 1:30. Have a great day. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid was- what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.